You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews at JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On Rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports. Kind of changing the way I talked about sports this week. This is, I'm done my work week at my day job, because it's Saturday night. It's 1:30 in the morning here in Nova Scotia. And the Blue Jays are playing in Florida at 1:30. as you can tell from the title, this is going to be a little, what's the word? Is it oxymoronic? No. Weird? Can I just say weird? That makes sense, right? Like, this is an episode that I had bookmarked for the past couple days, and I was gonna go off on the hitting, especially after Friday's game. Oh my god, Friday's game was so bad. Andrew Haney looking like freaking Nolan Ryan in an Angels jersey against the Blue Jays. And I was all set to dig into them. I was all set to be, you know, just tearing this Blue Jays lineup a new one. They're currently leading the Angels 14-1. It's the bottom of the seventh. Randall Krychik's about to get walked by Junior Guerra, who's in there for his third inning of work, because Jose Quintana and Jaime Barria were just god-awful tonight. And I don't know if that's a result of the rain delay that has made this game take place at the time it is. Or maybe it's the fact that Jose Iglesias is not Andrelton Simmons as hard as the Angels wanted to try and make that a reality because he's made three errors today. Maybe it's just the Santiago Espinal effect. I don't know. There, Randall Grichuk just walked. But even now, even with this outburst, I think 12 hits is a season high for the Blue Jays. They've scored 14 runs on 12 hits. That's still underwhelming for a 14-run performance. My God. What I'm going to talk about is going to be a little weird, considering what's going on right now. Although, coming up to plate right now is one of the key culprits that I want to talk about. Because, like I said, the Blue Jays have just been so frustrating to watch on offense. Until tonight, when they go full gremlin and just start hitting after midnight. Yes, I made that joke on Twitter. It's still fresh. I'm going to do it now. And it does work now in the Eastern time zone, although they have been scoreless since the fourth inning. So I don't know. Maybe they are Cinderella instead of gremlins. The clock strikes. The clock struck midnight and the offense turned back into a pumpkin. Tell you he's been a pumpkin. Rowdy Tellez. Rowdy's been such a freaking pumpkin. Still looking for his first hit in this game where the Blue Jays have scored 14 runs. Would it surprise you to learn that Rowdy Tellez is 0 for 4 going into this at bat, where he's down in a 1-2 hole because he took a first pitch strike right down the middle and then swung at a pitch in the dirt? He has put it in play according to the app that I am using to track this game. So maybe this is a home run. I don't know. Yeah, no, it is not. It is an out. It is a ground out to the third baseman, Anthony Rendon. So 0 for 5 for Rowdy Tellez, and I hesitate to bring up what that makes him on the season. Oh, wait. No, I don't. It makes him 0 for 21 to start the season. that is terrible. And, you know, it's easy to pick on Rowdy Tellez right now just because he has the goose eggs on the board. I mean, so does Jonathan Davis. But Jonathan Davis is on this team to play defense in center field and to be a pinch runner. Rowdy Tellez is here to hit the ball. He is here to hit line drives. And Rowdy is not coming close to that. Oh, he popped out to third, according to the Yahoo. Thank you, Yahoo. But, you know, I don't want to pick on Rowdy Tellez, but he is emblematic of the struggles that the Blue Jays had coming into tonight. And, like I said, again, this is going to be weird talking about it, given the current scoreline. But the Blue Jays were bad in those last two games in Texas. Like, six hits in that second game against Dane Dunning. And they still had a shot at winning that if Tanner Roark wasn't terrible at what he does. But nine hits in the finale against Kyle Gibson, but absolutely nothing of substance. They were all singles. Like, I don't know. Danny Jansen managed to get a double. Vladdy got a double, but nothing came of it because the Blue Jays couldn't do anything with runners in scoring position. And again, there's only a Marcus Semien home run that crossed the plate. First game against the Angels. Again, nothing. They went to extra innings. David Fowler was the beneficiary of a bad Rafael Dolis pitch. But seven hits. And they only made it to extra innings because of the two-run home runs. They're playing homer ball, and it's frustrating. Like, it's... I don't even want to talk about Friday's game. Friday was just mad. It was maddening. Five hits in that entire game. One run, again. It's just really frustrating to watch those games. Know a team can do better, because they are proving that they can do better. They hung 14 on the Angels tonight. But where is this consistently? I don't know. I don't know why this isn't being put together properly. I'm gonna try to talk through it. But I am only one woman. I don't know if I can do it. But I'm being paid to try, so I will try. If you want to get paid out for your sports expertise, though, or Oscar expertise, or TV expertise, you need to go to betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your action, from NBA, NHL, and MLB, to the Oscars and reality TV. Anything you can imagine, betonline.ag has real-time updated odds and props, and they get you the news, scores, and odds you need to make a well-informed wager. It's free to sign up. You can head over to the website, and when you make your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON, you get a 50% welcome bonus. So check out betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And this segment is brought to you by Locked On Today, hosted by Peter Bukowski. Gets you all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes on the Locked On Today podcast. So follow that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So what is the issue here? I mean, besides the obvious culprits, like I said, Rowdy Tellez bagels across the board so far. And I don't think he's going to get another chance. So I'm confident in saying it's going to be bagels. Danny Jansen, 0 for 4 on the night. He is now batting 111 on the season with that extra base hit. The double being his only extra base hit. Santiago Espinal has as many as him. And he was literally called up today because Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is too sick to play. I'm going to have to talk about that in the latter segment, because that... Just that whole circumstance that happened with the Blue Jays and the IL. I will have to discuss it. I may touch it on a little bit, because the Oscars part of the issue too. Like, prior to coming into this game, aside from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Randall Grichuk, there was not any consistent production out of anyone in the lineup. Yes, you would get a two-homer game from Bo Bichette. Yeah, Kevin Biggio would occasionally go yard. Yes, Marcus Semien only seems to be able to hit home runs and nothing else. But there was no logic. There was no consistency. There wasn't that big hit when it counted. Remember opening day? Remember when Grichuk came up in the extra innings against Nick Nelson and hit that double that Aaron Judge just completely lost that battle to the Sun for and brought home Jonathan Davis? Like there has been none of that. None of those timely hits. No actual performance when it mattered. And, you know, it's frustrating to watch. The same thing that I have been harping on the Blue Jays for how long have I been doing this podcast? It's over 3 years now. I believe it started in April 2018. I've been doing this for 3 years. I've said the same thing about this Blue Jays offense, and it never changes. What do I have to do to get it through their heads? And Charlie Montoyo's not a fool. He knows this. He said as much after the Friday game. He can see the guys opening up the strike zone and fishing at balls in the dirt and fishing at sliders that have no business being swung at and just looking like a squad of Kevin Pillars up there. Like, what do you have to do to be able to shut that down? Be able to actually, you know, get back in that mindset. And I don't know if they can get back in that mindset. It wasn't really there in the spring. Like I said, Vladdy was hitting in the spring. Santiago Espinal was hitting in the spring. He's hitting here. He's 3-for-5. Josh Palacios was hitting in the spring. He's hitting here. He's 3-for-3. Maybe it's a good thing that some of these spots have opened up and players who were doing very well in the spring are being rewarded and are part of this absolute rout that the Angels find themselves on the business end of. Maybe it's time for the Josh Palacios, for the Santiago Espinals to get that extra time. Kevin Biggio is not in the lineup tonight. And Kevin Biggio has been part of the problem. His batting eye has failed him for the most part this season. And pitchers are challenging him. Pitchers are not afraid to throw 95 down the pipe and see if he can handle it. Because so far, he hasn't done a very good job. Sure, he'll catch one and send it over the bleachers. But more often than not, he's taken that walk back to the dugout. And, you know, I was surprised when Marcus Semien was designated the leadoff guy in George Springer's absence. I thought that was an interesting choice. The 2.11 average is continuing to make it an interesting choice. Yes, he has been walking to get on base. He scored 2 runs tonight because of his ability to get on base. He had a .270 on base percentage coming into tonight's game. And that will go up with the 2 walks. But Marcus Semien is not being paid $18 million to walk. Marcus Semien is being paid because he was an MVP candidate in 2019. And the Blue Jays figured they could both benefit from a 1-year deal to rebuild that value. And so far, not seeing it. Vladdy and Grich cannot keep carrying this team on offense. And, you know, Bo Bichette had himself a great night. Career high night. 5 RBIs. He needs to be consistent. He'll have these games with these outbursts that are brilliant and remind you of what Bo Bichette can be. But he doesn't do it consistently enough. He'll have these games and then he'll go like 1-for-5 or 0-for-4. And not be able to use the tools he has to be that potential MVP candidate. It just needs to be evened out. That's what I'm seeing. I'm glad they found Jose Quintana tonight. I'm glad they found Jaime Barria tonight. Not impressed that Junior Guerra was able to throw three shutout innings. And that goes back to the whole Michael King issue from the first series with the Yankees. And he might... If I were Aaron Boone, I'd start Michael King against the Blue Jays in this series coming up. Might as well. But I am very happy that the Blue Jays gave Steven Matz more run support than he probably got in all of 2020 with the Mets. He deserves it. He's going to get another win tonight. He had another quality start tonight. Six innings of one run ball. Again, Steven Matz is delivering for this team. Hyunjin Ryu's been delivering for this team. Batters need to do it on a consistent basis. Otherwise, this team is going to be stuck where it is right now. It'll be a 500 team that will not get a sniff of the playoffs. And you know, I know it's early April. It's overreactions. Well, sometimes you got to dig yourself out of these mindsets early before they stick and become May mindsets and June mindsets, because then it's too late. So figure it out, Blue Jays. This game is great for the run differential. It's not great for the win-loss record. So figure out a way to even this out. Jose Iglesias ain't going to be out there to throw away three baseballs for you every time. So there has to be a way to create without that added bonus, without Jose Quintana issuing two walks with the bases loaded, without Jaime Barria throwing batting practice. That is what I need to see out of this team. And maybe on Monday when we talk again, I'll be in a better mood. But I'm just not right now. So they need to be better. You know who doesn't need to be better is Built Bar. Built Bar is freaking great. It is the best tasting protein bar ever. It comes in 18 amazing flavors such as caramel brownie, cookies and cream, birthday cake, German chocolate, churro puff. Like, there are so many different flavors, and they're all coated in 100% chocolate. They're soft, they're easy to chew, they melt in your mouth. I keep one in my purse just, you know, when I'm out and about and I feel like I need a bit of a pick-me-up. I know I have that in there because it's good for me. Relatively, it's low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high in fiber. If you're doing that keto stuff, it's great for that. And right now, if you go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, you will get 15% off your next order. So, promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com and get you some tasty Built Bars delivered to your door so you can enjoy them for yourself.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And just a reminder, this final segment is brought to you by Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Check it out. Be a waiver wire winner with the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast, a daily podcast hosted by veteran analyst Scott Cullen. He uses data and two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer up the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Follow Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. By the way, I have Joe Musgrove in that league that I'm in with Scott Cullen. And, you know, while it was great to see him finally toss that no-hitter, I would have preferred if it was coupled with, like, you know, my batters doing things. Because I have the entire Blue Jays outfield right now, and now two of them are out. So I've had to do a lot of swapping. Nate Lowe is already cooled off. I picked up Tyler Naquin just because Tyler Naquin seems to be doing things in Cincinnati. And all right, cool. But yeah, it's not going great. Not even Steven Matz can save me. So, But yeah, it's been weird because, like I said, I've got Teoscar Hernandez, I've got Lourdes Gurriel Jr. They're both now on the COVID list. Teoscar for contact tracing. Lourdes Gurriel had nausea after receiving the shot, and that's why he was pulled in Friday's game. Ryan Borucki's been on and off the list. Ty Tice made his first major league appearance because of Borucki's issue. And, I mean, did very well. Two innings of one hit, one walk ball. Can't ask for more than that out of Ty Tice. So that's a promising sign. And I should give Joel Pamps a shout-out for 2 2/3. If Tyler Chatwood's going to be on the IL for a bit, which he was placed on there with triceps inflammation, which that might be a result of the shot. You might have a sore arm. Pam seems to be pulling his weight a little bit, so I will give him credit for that. And as I mentioned, with Gurriel and Hernandez being on the IL, it's given Santiago Espinal and Josh Palacios a chance to get that extra bit of Major League Baseball experience, and they have done well with it. I'm very happy with what they've done tonight. Shoot, I even have to give Tommy Malone praise. He's thrown 2 scoreless innings tonight. He struck out 3. If Tommy Malone's striking you out, it's just not your night. Sorry. Also, Josh Palacios, now 4 for 4 as I'm recording this. Have we not given Josh Palacios serious consideration as an outfielder of the future for the Blue Jays? I feel like he doesn't get as much love as some of the other prospects. Everyone's already sticking Austin Martin in center field when Josh is out here just doing what we thought Alejandro Kirk would do and just hitting everything in sight, which I am here for. But yeah, obviously it's a weird situation. It's a fluid situation for the Blue Jays. They did get Borucki back today. They optioned Tice. They called up Espinal to replace Gurriel. So, you know, this is the new world order that we're dealing with this season. But I bring this up just to remind y'all, because I saw someone in there when it was announced that Hernandez and Gurriel and Borucki were all, you know, going to miss a game because of this. And they're like, oh, this is why the vaccine is stupid and no one should... Shut your goddamn mouth. You did not lose people to this virus. You did not have to sit by your phone for 2 weeks waiting anxiously to hear if someone was still alive after fighting this virus. The vaccine is going to help. No matter what. There are concerns about certain ones. I'm not taking that AstraZeneca one because I'm already at an elevated risk of blood clots. I don't need to add on to that. So you can take your AstraZeneca shot and go elsewhere until you actually fix the issue with it. But they offer me the Pfizer, they offer me the Moderna, they offer me the J&J. I will stick my arm out and I will get it. Because that's the important thing to making sure there doesn't have to be a COVID list anymore. That's the important thing to make sure. If you care so much about your frickin' sports, that's what makes it so you can actually watch the scheduled Canucks game instead of having to hear about how 20 of them are dealing with vomiting and, like, being unable to get out of bed. Like, I'm not here for any of this. I'm not taking any of that bull from people. As the Blue Jays make it 15-1. Palacios went to second on a wild pitch and scored on a Joe Panic single. So even Joe Panic's getting in on this hit parade, and Rowdy Tellez isn't. Huh. God, Rowdy. Just do something. Get up here and do something. I know there's 2 outs. I know you're 3 batters away, but Vladdy and Gritch might be able to get you up again. Try and eliminate that goose egg. Otherwise, I'm going to have to talk about it again on Monday. I don't want to do that, Rowdy. Just end us. Just, if not tonight, get a hit tomorrow. That's all I can ask. And get your shot so, you know, everyone can be out playing softball. And actually, you know, go out to a bar and have a drink with someone without having to worry if the person in the next booth over is an anti-vaxxing piece of garbage. I know there are valid reasons to not take it. Conspiracy theories are not one of them. Bad math is not one of them. Freaking take it. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say on that. You don't come to me for vaccine advice, just like you don't listen to doctors' podcasts for analysis of the Blue Jays on base woes. So if you're here for baseball, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app. However you get podcasts, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. The Twitter links are usually posted there. The Twitter account has links to the episodes, either provided by the account or by our friends at Blue Jays Aggregator. You do great work compiling all the Blue Jays stuff you need. But of course, Locked On Jays is the best. I mean, come on. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrus. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb and there are a lot of dumb people on there. But there are also some smart people who I get to talk to. And that's good. So we'll do this again on Monday. Hopefully I'll be talking about a series split and a Blue Jays team at 500 as opposed to a second straight series loss and the specter of the Yankees coming in and piling more misery on a sub 500 team. Who knows? We'll spin the wheel and figure it out. Anyway, until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jaysfromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. As Vladdy just puts the ball in play, maybe I'll just linger a little bit, see what Vladdy just did. Maybe it's the last Blue Jays at bat. No, you fouled out the first. Good night, everybody. Y'all take care.